Someone had better go and tear the pack up.
Who?
Well, I'd better not leave the equipment, just in case.
Oh, I see. Thanks. I've got to do it. All right. I'll go.
Miss Harrison, I'm sorry, but we'll really have to give up. Time's running out.
Yes, I know. It didn't work. I'll come in.
Look, I know you're disappointed. Don't be too upset.
No, I'll be all right. Just give me a few more minutes.
Yes, of course.
Oh, God. I suppose I'll have to go and face everybody. In a minute. I'll just get my courage up. Look, you silly birds. How lovely the garden is in the moonlight. How delicious the smell of the early roses. The Gloire de Dijon, planted by my mother specially because dear Delius loved it so. And what fills his music through and through? Skies, clouds, and birdsong. But that is nature. The whole point of nature is that there is nothing man can do to influence its moods. So, I'll give in gracefully. Decided to sing. And the red light is glowing. It's happening. We're being broadcast.
Sir, the signal.
This is it, men. It's going through. At the 11th hour, almost literally. Off you go to the forge.
That's right, sir.
West.
Right.
West. Over to you, West.
And at last, we can interrupt the Savoy Orpheans to relay to you from the Surrey garden of Miss Beatrice Harrison for the first time, the song of a wild bird.
Uncle! Uncle!
There. Just listen to that.
Oh, Uncle Fred! Ingel, sing with her cello!
Well?
Perfect. I ran all the way down to Mr. Martin at the forge, and it's coming through on his set clear as a bell. It's a marvel, sir. Hearing the bird. Why, it even took my breath away.
Well done, boys. It's a triumph!
From the Evening Standard. The country is deeply divided today, the wireless and those who did not. Today, middle-aged city men found it impossible to attend to
business. Nightingale broadcast heard by millions of people.
Relayed to Liverpool and Manchester.
In the northeast of Scotland heard the Nightingale from the Surrey Woods.
Heard in Swansea.
Heard in Paris.
Heard in Barcelona.
Heard as far away as Hungary.
It may interest you to know that my wife and I and two friends listened in on Monday evening. I've only a small homemade crystal set with two pairs of earphones. We heard the bird very distinctly. Also your cello accompaniment. Twice we heard the to-woo of midnight owls, the barking of dogs, apparently too.
Madam, will you please accept the humble thanks of a Liverpool postman and his mother? For one day Liverpool forgot tragedy, politics, cricket and horse racing.
My daughter, having retired somewhat early to a camp bed in the garden, asked me to put up a loud speaker. Atmospherics had spoiled reception of a pianist touched on at the time announced, but the Savoy bands were still going on. At last, the Nightingale was announced, and your bird's song came through loud and clear. No sooner had your bird struck up than a nightingale in our garden answered it.
My dear Colonel, although I have not the pleasure of your acquaintance, may I congratulate your household on a very excellent experiment. Our loudspeaker recorded the sounds perfectly, and the birds seem to be in the very anteroom itself. We are stationed in Loch Swilly in Free State territory.
We were listening by means of a very, very good crystal set. It was a dull, wet night without the house. We heard Captain West describe sunset and moonrise as he had seen them in Surrey, and were transported in spirit to your beautiful garden. One realised that there were listeners in the remote Shetlands, Scandinavia, and dwellers amidst our great towns who cannot hear the birds sing naturally. You, who were so favoured, were kind enough to share that pleasure and add romance by playing your cello. And we appreciate it.
The response to this broadcast was so overwhelming that the experiment was repeated a few weeks later in June 1924, when the birds responded more quickly and even more melodiously. Thereafter, the broadcast became a popular annual fixture, the BBC continuing to record the nightingales each spring from Beatrice Harrison's garden for the next 12 years. She became a household name and received over 50,000 fan letters from all over the world, some simply addressed to the Lady of the Nightingales, England.
The Cello and the Nightingale was written by Patricia Cleveland Peck. Beatrice was played by Diana Quick. Mrs. Harrison was played by Maxine Audley. Colonel Harrison by Garrard Green. Captain West by Geoffrey Whitehead. Mr. Eckersley and Elgar by Jonathan Adams. And Rex Palmer by Peter Penry Jones.
Thank you. Thank you. out when the worst of my fucking time. So the pizza stops around 7. We gonna stay till around 9. Get on the bus about 11. Soon we can drink and feed you live. Mr. Brownstone.
Side down.